We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft day in the city of Detroit. We're joined this morning by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We're all excited for today and the weekend. I'm assuming you are too. Good morning.
I am. It's not just Honolulu Blue Day. It is Honolulu Blue Week.
Well, it is, and we're obviously excited about it. What does this mean for not just the city of Detroit? If you want to start there, that'd be great. But for the state of Michigan to have so many people focused, the NFL world will be focused on the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit.
That's a great opportunity for us to show the world what is happening here, all the exciting things, whether it's around the Lions or around business opportunities, quality of life. I mean, this is a great chance for us to showcase Detroit and the state of Michigan. You know, people are under the misimpression about, you know, what we have to offer. And anytime we get the national and global limelight is a chance for us to tell our story. And the more people that we get to reach with that, the more opportunities I think there are for us as a state. So it's exciting to show the world what's happening here and to invite people into the city.
Yeah, of course, Detroit's hosted a Super Bowl, Final Four, but a lot's changed since those events. In what ways have you seen the city change? What are you excited to show off for our state?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, we get the opportunity to host these events, like the Elite Eight, for instance. And every time you get new people who've never been here to come in and see with their own eyes, whether it's the beautiful entertainment offerings or it is the incredible waterfront or it is the restaurant scene. I mean, there's so much going on. And we Michiganers are our own best ambassadors. I often hear from people how they think people from Michigan are kind and welcoming, and I think that's another source of pride. But our Lions are the ones that I think have shown the world, you know, you could knock us down, but we're going to dust ourselves off and get right back in it and show the world what we're made of. And so I think it all dovetails together really nicely about the Michigan story.
So obviously we're going to talk more about the city of Detroit and the event, but I want to ask you, last January when the Lions were facing off against the San Francisco 49ers, what was the Whitmer House like? How excited were you guys and what was it like during the NFC Championship game for you guys?
Oh man, it was great. And I got to tell you, I was doing a civil rights tour in the South. And so I wasn't out there in San Francisco and I wasn't at home, but I was very obnoxious in a bar down South with a number of other folks from Detroit who were yelling our heads off. I mean, I got the opportunity to attend the last game at the stadium, Ford Field, and man, the reverberations, the city was vibrating. And it, in a world that feels so divisive in so many ways, the fact that we Michiganders could all get excited about our Detroit Lions, I think was galvanizing and a great moment for us. And we're taking it right into the season too.
We're talking to Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch. We can call you Big Gretch, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know if you're a big sports talk listener, but Dan Campbell, fourth down decisions. We get a lot of heated conversations. When you watch and you see how aggressive that he is and this team is, what's it like when you watch the style of football this team plays?
Oh, man, I love it. I love to see what he's going to do on fourth down when we've got, you know, a little more ground to cover, and he takes risk. And risk comes with big rewards, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't always work out. I think it's fun to keep the opponent off their game and keep them guessing and to show confidence in the team. This coach and this team has done remarkable things, and part of it is that mentality.
How have you seen the mayor's office, Mayor Duggan, down here in Detroit, the challenges that they've had and they've been able to overcome to just be able to put on an event like this? And how has your office been able to support them?
Yeah, well, we worked really closely to pitch the NFL and to get the draft to come here. You know, this was a joint effort from local government, city government, state government, to our partners in the private sector as well, and Visit Detroit, I mean, the MEDC. This was an all-hands-on-deck effort. These things do not happen because of one entity or one person. It's a collaboration. And so the things that have happened in the city of Detroit to come out of bankruptcy and to be in a strong position with so many great things on the horizon as well, it's exciting. And the mayor's been a great partner to the work that we've done. And when you look at problems as opportunities and look for partners instead of opponents, you can get a lot more done.
Yeah, and so the event itself, I don't know what your plans are, if you're planning on going any of the days, but what are the specifics of the event that excite you or that you think people are going to be excited when they go down, whether it's Thursday night, Friday night, or most of the day Saturday?
I think everything from the actual draft itself to all the offerings we're going to be able to take advantage of in Detroit, you know, food trucks and entertainment, and just I think the thing I'm most excited about is just taking it all in. During those Lions games, to see how the city and how the people were excited and happy and energized, that feeds my soul. And so I think that's going to be the most fun part as a observer, and I'm excited to be down there.
As when I was playing, it felt like coaches had to deal with Mother Nature. They could figure out ways to get the situations that they wanted, whether they wanted hot weather, cold weather, didn't want rain, snow. Does the governor have the same control over the weather here in Southeast Michigan?
I got to tell you, I don't take credit for good weather because I know it means I'll get blamed for bad weather. So I do not control that.
Yeah, don't tell them it's not going to snow on opening day. They will remember that.
Yes, yes.
Again, this has been a great opportunity for the city to come together and rally around our football team and the fact that we get to showcase Detroit for the country. This is a really cool opportunity. So thank you for some of your time this morning.
Have fun, and thanks for being such great ambassadors for Detroit, for the Lions, and, of course, for the state of Michigan.
All right, that's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.